Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Sorry, but it appears that we're having some technical difficulties, so I hope that everyone can hear me loud and clear. Today's show is Zombie Apocalypse. Are you ready? Our special guest today is Miss Niecy Bennett. Miss Niecy Bennett is of course, healthcare professional, and she's also a nurse specializing in infectious control and patient safety, and is with the American Heart Association and is an ambassador for them. And she is also an instructor. She teaches medical administration for the Virginia State Social Services and also a child care health consultant for the Virginia Department of Health. She's also had the ability and the opportunity to train with FEMA in the emergency preparedness and volunteers with local community emergency response teams and medical reserve corps. And she is very motivated in what she does and loves what she's been doing, not only in her job but also with the community. Today what we'd like to talk about is some of the things that come up in emergency readiness and emergency preparedness in the areas, of course, of CPR, first aid, defibrillators, things along that line, along with the fact of actually being prepared. And I had a nice conversation with Ms. Bennett, no relation, and she was explaining to me that, you know, most people are just not prepared. They're not prepared for the emergencies that can come up in their lives. So when things happen, like when we had the earthquake in Virginia back in 1989, when they had the earthquake actually in California and power went out, or when we have storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, other things of that nature, along with some incidents that happen that aren't natural, like 9/11, and things of that nature. You know, most of us are not prepared. We're not ready to deal with all of the things that we need to deal with in order for us to actually get through these things as unscathed as possible. You know, most of us don't have, as simple as in your house, having an emergency escape route. You know, most of us don't have that. Having a secondary place to meet with family members if something happens, if you're out of the area, if for some reason your cell phones go down. You know, one of the most interesting things about when we had the 9/11 thing here in the Washington, D.C. area, the Washington, D.C. metro area, or the DMV, was that most of the cell towers were down. However, depending on which provider you had, most text capabilities still worked. So people that didn't know how to text or didn't text at all, you know, a lot of them were really out of the loop altogether because, again, most of the towers were just so busy with people trying to call in, that they didn't work. And when I say they didn't work at all. So, you know, physical fitness, emergency services, knowing basic first aid, knowing how to help others, knowing how to take action, having an actual preparation kit with all of your tools and equipment inside of it so that if something happens, you know, you're better prepared to not only take care of yourself, but take care of your family, can be a very critical matter. And a lot of people are missing the boat on that. So we all need to try to find better ways to take care of ourselves. You know, as Ms. Bennett says, you know, their motto is always be prepared, because you never know what's going to happen, and you never know when it's going to happen. So you always need to be ready for what's going on. And just to cover a few of the things that Ms. Bennett is going to talk about, you know, she wanted to share a bunch of the facts. Like over the past 2 years, there's been 700 natural disasters that were registered worldwide, affecting more than 450 million people. She also wanted to talk on the fact that damages have risen to an estimated $20 billion on average per year in 1990, and about $100 billion per year during 2000. So that's 10 times what it was in 1999. So in just that 10-year span, you know, the cost that it's cost people to be prepared and to not be prepared, but in what they've actually suffered through, has been horrendous. You know, again, in the East Coast, we recently had those floods, and New York City and some other places were really flooded by that, and there was a lot of water damage. People didn't have the proper insurance because they didn't have flood insurance. A lot of those houses that were on the lake and on the beach were damaged and are still damaged because the insurance claims were just so many that, you know, most of the insurance companies couldn't even handle them. You know, it's just amazing how much we take for granted as a whole and how much damage can be done. And if we're not prepared for it, how it can truly affect our lives and the lives of those who we care about and who, you know, we really want to take care of. So it's really interesting when you look at it and you look at some of these statistics. I mean, it's really scary. And, of course, being in the position where you can't take care of your loved ones. You know, the sixth strongest and the fifth most devastating hurricane killed over 1,800 people and completely erased New Orleans. I mean, it just destroyed New Orleans. And when I say completely erased, I mean it did some devastating damage to them, you know, as far as where they were and how they are on the map. And the material damage in that particular problem when that storm came in was over $81 billion. So now, years after the hurricane, people are still living in trailers and are not in their own homes. So again, not being prepared for an emergency can be a very devastating thing to not only you but to your family. And there's also different types of emergencies. You know, every mishap that can happen can cause some detriment to you and your life. You know, and a mishap can be as simple as a flat tire, you know, a minor injury, or something that, you know, could actually take hours away from your life. Not knowing how to change your tire, that's another thing that's a very real easy thing to do, but there's a lot of people that don't know that. You know, in Jersey, it's mandatory that they pump your gas. Do you know that there's some people in Jersey that do not know how to pump their own gas, which is amazing, you know, especially in these times. But again, Jersey started a process where you had to have paid attendance, and they did that to help with jobs in that area. But still, you know, that's amazing that people take that for granted. Lifestyle-altering things like a power loss, you know, for more than 8 hours. You know, an ER visit can escalate your health reasons and from injuries. You know, if something major happens, most of the hospitals and things along that nature are filled. And when I say filled, they're filled to capacity. So if you're hurt or injured, you're probably not going to get the type of attention that you may be used to getting. Why? Because, again, they're setting up triages. They've got all types of emergencies coming, and you've got a minor incident. And even if you've got an emergency, you're going to be assessed on the process of, is this life-threatening or is this... We'll also talk about long-term care. You know, sometimes in a situation where long-term care may be necessary, if that happens, are you prepared? Are you ready to deal, you know, with what's going to happen from that situation? And again, it could be from something very simple. So again, being prepared is key. Being prepared is basically everything, and most people truly are not prepared. So we need to make an assessment, you know, and why, what are the things that everybody should know? Everybody should know about CPR. You know, everybody should know about adult CPR, teenage CPR, and traditional and infant CPR for kids. You know, first aid for everyday injuries. You know, you need to clean, of course, the injury, and also you need to treat the injury according to what type of injury it is and be prepared to move it to the next level. Again, there's a number of different things that you need to take into consideration. You know, what should you have on hand? Everybody should have a bag, and that bag should have emergency stuff in it. You know, you should also have emergency supplies. You should also always have water, you know, and some type of food stores that can get you by in the case of an emergency where there's no transportation or there's some type of a thing that happens where you have to stay in-house. And on average, you should have a kit that does about 72 hours, 72-hour kit if you have to be sheltered at home, all right? And you should have up to about a three-day thing if you need to go camping, and that needs to be able to facilitate your entire family. You know, everybody needs to be prepared for these little emergencies that can happen, and that emergency prepare kit could help. How many people have a flashlight near their bed? If the lights go out, what would you do? How many people have candles and know where they are? How many people have batteries? How many people have checked their particular flashlights in their house to make sure that they work? How many people have, again, extra water? And again, not only water that you can drink, also water, let's say you need to flush the toilets. You know, if you don't have running water, then guess what? Those toilets are going to run you out the house. Why? Because the smell and everything else. So you would also need extra water just to be able to flush the toilets if you're going to be sheltered indoors or sheltered in your house. There's a number of things that you need to take into consideration. Most counties, most cities actually have emergency prepare kits, or at least the flyers. You can also go on the emergency services page or Homeland Security page, I think also has it, and they also have the information that you need for your own kits. There's also stores where you can buy these kits to be prepared for what's going on in your area. And again, these are kits that need to be checked on a regular basis. And what I would recommend to people is that you look at it like you would your fire alarms in your house. You know, always check your bags, make sure you got bags for everybody, and then also plan for extra. So in this regard, I'm looking at the construction rule. If they tell you it's going to cost you $100, plan to have $300. Why do you want to plan to have $300? Because when something happens, you're probably going to need more, or you're going to go through it quicker than you originally planned. So you need to have those lunches and everything. You need to have also little demos on how you do different things and take refresher courses. Those refresher courses could be key to your survival. Also, please, 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 everybody take a basic first aid and basic CPR classes. You know, I have had a young brother who passed away, and one of the things that mostly drove me a little crazy about that entire situation was that my brother, at the age of 41, had a heart attack. Well, he was on his motorcycle racing at night, and he won the race. He didn't crash, he didn't fall, he didn't have any type of collision, but what ended up happening was when my brother, the adrenaline and everything, I guess, from the race, when he got to the top of the hill, he turned his bike around and the guy that he raced came back down the hill and everything was fine. However, my brother was sitting there at the top of the hill not moving, and his lights were pointing back down the hill and his friends were waiting for him. And as his friends were waiting for him, they were like, well, what's taking him so long? You know, how come he isn't coming down the hill? Then they figured, well, he must have dropped his phone, or there must be something wrong. There must be something wrong with his bike. But it was still running, or the lights were on. So after a few minutes, they decided to go ahead and go up the hill and see what was taking him so long. Well, as they went to drive up the hill, or as they were riding up the hill, the bike just fell over, and they all know that because the light and the bike just went boom to the side. Well, what had happened? What had happened was my little brother had had a massive coronary, and not only was he having a heart attack sitting up there on the hill, but he was having a heart attack and looking at his friends, basically probably wanting to cry out for help, but there was nobody to help him. And the people that were there were looking at him but didn't know what was going on. Well, to add aggravation to injury, not only did they not know what was going on, when they did get up to my brother, not one of them knew CPR. Not one of them knew how to give mouth-to-mouth. Not one of them knew how to do chest compressions. So needless to say, because they were not prepared, because they were younger and even though he was 41, they thought that they would live forever, my brother died. You know, and I think that by the time the ambulance got there, for the most part, he was gone. Now, did they immediately act once they realized that there was something wrong and they got to him? Yes. But the thing is that they couldn't provide the immediate life-saving steps to actually help my brother and to help him to continue to have circulation, to continue to have his heart pumping blood to his brain and oxygen going through his body because his heart had failed. And that was because of what? They didn't know basic first aid, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't know CPR. They didn't know how to do chest compressions. They didn't know how to give breaths. They didn't know the basics. And in this particular case, in this particular incident, the basics may have saved my brother's life. However, the basics weren't there for him. And they weren't there for him because no one knew them. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't let anything like what happened to my brother happen to you. Don't sit there thinking that you're invincible. Don't sit there thinking that, you know, it's never going to happen to you. Because, again, I lost my brother partly because of that. And here's another pain to misery. My brother went to the doctor's office that same day and got his blood tests and everything. So it wasn't like he wasn't going to the doctor. He was under a doctor's care. But he went to the doctor, got his tests, came home, was supposed to be going back the next day to find out what was going on with his tests, and that was too late. By the time the results had come, by the time the results were probably on their way to the lab, you know, or still en route, or still in the post service, I'm not even sure. My brother was having a major coronary at like 11 o'clock at night. So again, even though Ms. Bennett isn't with us or didn't make it to the show today, because of my own knowledge and my experience, and it's not an experience I'm happy about, I actually have been given the opportunity to share with everybody that's listening to the Zurian Show how I went through and how I dealt with or how I'm still dealing with this problem. And again, I love my brother very much. I didn't want to lose him. I mean, he's always with me, but I'd prefer to be able to say something and him say something unexpected, not me having a conversation with him because he's with me in spirit. Again, life is a very precious thing. So again, I say to everybody, get your emergency kits, get your extra water, get your extra food supplies, and put them away. Rotate them when necessary. They can't sit forever. You know, get your first aid kits in order, get your disinfectants and all of those things, your Band-Aids, your little hard hat, your shovels, your gloves, all of those things that you're going to need, and put them away for when you need them. Most of you have a shed if you don't live in an apartment. Most of you have a closet. You can put it in that closet. But have yourself an emergency kit. And that emergency kit isn't just for your house. You can have an emergency kit in your car for when incidents happen and you come up upon a scene. You know, nowadays you may not want to give somebody else mouth-to-mouth. However, they have things that you can use so you can still give that person mouth-to-mouth and give them the gift of life without endangering your own safety with all of the different things that are going on in the world today. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very serious topic and a very, very serious subject. And I really, really, really would not want anybody to have to experience the end result of not being properly prepared for an incident like this, for an ordeal like this, or for something that can happen. Plus that, you know, we don't live in a place where there's terrorism always going on in our streets. However, you know, you can go to the average football game or baseball game or soccer game or whatever and not have to worry about anything. You know, it was interesting. I was talking to an associate of mine that is from England, and he was saying that he went to his first baseball game, I believe it was, him and his wife and their kids. And when he lived in England, he didn't go to these types of functions. And the reason that he didn't go, you know, even though he's not an old guy, you know, the reason that he didn't go was because there was always some type of a crazy event that was going on. You know, there was always some type of a demonstration. There was always something where life and limb was put at risk. So he and his family, as long as they've been in the United States and all of his kids were born here in the U.S., you know, they've never been to a football game or a soccer game or a baseball game. And it was interesting because he was talking to me and he was telling me that he went to his first baseball game or football game. I think it was baseball. Anyway, and he was saying how he had a great time. And he was telling me how he had never been to any football game because, you know, they don't play football. In football, there is soccer. You know, baseball is something that isn't really the national pastime. So it was really interesting, but he was really animated because he had a great time. You know, and he said there was no stress. He wasn't worried about, you know, having to go through police and magnometers and all of these other different things, you know, that he would have had to do if he was still in his country or in England. So, again, you know, we have a tendency to take a lot of things for granted. However, the one thing that you have that you can't take for granted, again, is life. And your life is precious. So today, here on the Zurian Show, this is Zurian saying to you, share this particular show with somebody that you care about. And take action. Show that you care in a way that they may never notice. But guess what? If for any reason you ever have to use any of the information that I've given you and you can actually help that person, actually keep them alive, all of those different things, then you will be giving them and will have given them a greater gift than anything that you could ever give them, unless you actually bore them and you were their parents. So again, life is precious. Let's not let the things that will never happen to us that happen to hundreds and millions of people every day happen to us and we not be prepared and we not be ready to do the things necessary. You know, let's be prepared. Let's go ahead and get that duffel bag and fill it up with our first aid stuff. Let's get that food that we don't touch and let's start becoming smarter with how we do things. You know, we need to look at it like it's kind of like savings. You know, it's amazing that the majority of us don't have any savings. We're not properly prepared. Okay? Think of your first aid kit. Think of your learning CPR and first aid and getting updates and having extra water and food in the house and all of that as just something to make you feel warm and comfortable, something to help you not be panicked, something to help you not be worried about if, you know, if something happens, you've got a resource, you've got an out, you've got a way of taking care of it. Even temporary is better than not having it at all. So, again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank everybody for listening. And, you know, we'll probably do this show again. I don't know what happened with Miss Bennett, but hopefully I hope that everything is fine with her and her family and that nothing is out of line. However, you can get in touch with her if you have any questions. Her email address is actually at the bottom of the site, so please feel free to get a hold of her. And if you have any questions, please address them to her. Also, again, like I said, you can go on the online and look up emergency preparedness kits. You can also look on stuff to make your home safer, first aid, CPR. You can look at the American Red Cross, all of those different services. They have a lot of the stuff that you can get. And like I said, you can go out and buy prepackaged first aid kits, and you can make your own bags, or you can buy a bag that's an emergency travel kit or emergency response kits. Also, there was one other thing I didn't mention. Some municipalities, I know in the Prince William area, they actually have a community emergency responders course, and I took it. It actually is a pretty good course, and it tells you about all the hot spots in the area where you live. It also teaches you, they go over first aid, they go over basic firefighting, you know, they go over all of those different things. And again, we all need refreshers because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm already a certified structural, naval, and aircraft fireman. I'm also a certified emergency services person. However, I still took that course. You know, I've done emergency services for years and anti-terrorism and force protection. I still took that course. Why? Because there's always something new to learn, and there's always more to learn. So as we develop and we grow, we become better. So don't think you know it all. Don't think that you're the cat's meow, because, again, there's always a new and better way to do things because we're constantly improving. And if you take that mindset, you'll also be constantly improving and constantly making yourself better. So anyway, that's enough of me rattling off. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you like the show and if you think that the Zurian Show is one of value, please go up in the upper left-hand corner and click the follow. And also share the link and the Zurian Show with any and every person that you think could benefit from what we have to say. This is Zurian, and we hope that we bring you good and useful information that also helps you to not only help yourself, but to help those that you care about in whatever it is that you do. Again, thank you very much, and have a great day.